insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 31st verse of Chapter Ankabut. So, before we begin our discussion, let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكون أهل هذه القرية إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين.
And when our messengers came to Abraham with the good tidings, they said, "Indeed, we will destroy the people of Lot's city. Indeed, its people have been wrongdoers."
So, dear listeners, this verse is going to indicate that the supplication of Prophet Lut was accepted, and the command of a heavy and severe punishment for his evil people was issued from the side of Allah. So, the verse actually says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى, and when our messengers came to Abraham with the glad tidings of a son unto him, قَالُوا إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ إِنَّ أَهْلَهَا كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, "Verily, we're going to destroy the people of this town, for verily its town and its people, actually, they are unjust." In Sahifa Sajjadiyya, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions some groups of angels, each of which has a special responsibility. But those angels who come to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had several aims. They were missions both actually for giving glad tidings of a child to Abraham and for announcing the punishment of the people of Lut and the executives of the actually divine punishment. So that's what these angels were trying to actually tell Prophet Abraham. Now, it has been mentioned that before their arrival to the land of Lut for performing their mission, the angels of punishment actually went to the area where Abraham lived for the fulfillment of another mission, that is, the glad tidings of the birth of children to Abraham. Now, the verse under discussion, actually, so it starts and refers to their meeting with Abraham, and those angels refer to Abraham at first. And the verse says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى, when our messengers came to Abraham with the glad tidings. What was this glad tiding? The fact that he was going to be granted a son from the Almighty Allah.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا
قالوا إنا مهلكوا
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing the 31st verse of Surah Ankabut, and we said that actually this is the part that actually discusses the mission of Abraham, Lut, Shu'aib, and Moses. But this is the very beginning verse of this section that talks about the story of Prophet Lut and Abraham. So the supplication of Prophet Lut was accepted, and the Almighty Allah issued a heavy and severe punishment for the people of Lut, who were actually denying the messengership and the fact that the Almighty Allah had sent them these messengers. So you might remember that Prophet Lut said to his people, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, you are committing a lewdness. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالُ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلُ, are you the very ones that actually approach males, you cut the way of natural matrimony. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرُ, you are the ones who commit dishonor, and all these things. But now, after they actually rejected this invite and invitation, the Almighty Allah says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى, when they brought these glad tidings, قَالُوا إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, we are verily going to destroy the people of this town. إِنَّ أَهْلَهَا كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ, for verily its people are unjust. So, after that it mentions their meeting with Abraham, the verse pointing to the cities of the people of Lut, these angels added to their statement and said, إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, we are going to destroy the people of this town, because its people are unjust. So, the application of the Quranic phrase أهل هذه القرية and هذه القرية, actually this town, is an evidence that the cities of the people of Lut were in the neighborhood of Abraham's land. And also, the Arabic word that has been used in this verse, إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين, unjust, is for the sake that they were unjust both to themselves, who took the way of polytheism, immorality, and corruptibility, and to others, so that their injustice and cruelty involved even all the wayfarers and the caravans that crossed that land. This is how their situation actually was in that time. So that's it about this session that we had and this episode, brothers and sisters. We always benefit and we take great help from the PDF available in www.al-islam.org, which is an enlightening commentary into the light of the Holy Quran, and actually it provides us with many insights regarding these verses. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.